Are y'all ready for this? Roll for sexy, sweet listeners, because it is time for the final bang of an episode of Sexy Battle Wizards, as presented by Saga Game Studios. We hope you've enjoyed this journey as much as our battle-worn super sexy wizards. Please enjoy the fourth and final episode of Sexy Battle Wizards.
I'm pushing it back in. What is that, a battle?
That's a battle. I might have to... Ooh, that's a contesting battle.
That's a five.
I'm probably going to... This is another instance where I'm going to fail and die.
Well, I push you into another hole.
One.
Yep.
Yay!
Kevin keeps killing my characters.
I like the old one better. I want to bring up like a mirror or something and just be like, and just like want to scry for bro one.
It was kind of fun being really annoying.
I'm gonna write in the mirror, please come back.
Bro one is currently playing with a dog.
I'm gonna make one more.
Okay.
You're making another character.
It's fun.
Oh.
It's super easy. It's three rolls. All right, so while he does
continue on with that, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So he shoves me back in the hole. I get it.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, feels so much better.
Shouldn't one of you two chastise me for him killing two people in a row?
You're not actually dead.
We have,
and only
lives.
One of them was saw me do it last time.
Hildur.
That was completely warranted.
Well, it's hard to argue. He was pretty annoying. Mm. And without the teeth, I mean, come on.
I did him a favor making him regenerate with Nurse Joy.
You're not wrong.
The large head comes through.
Oh, yes, there's a molting golem coming.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm going to shoot it in the eyeball.
Wait, can I use Path of Beasts to try and make it my own?
Ooh, I like that better.
Who's my big golem?
You can
Who's
try.
My big golem?
I would like to aid.
It's like an eight.
Look how sexy she is. Don't you want to be her slave?
Hello, right, slave
if
golem.
If you give me a sexy of six.
Uh-huh.
Just tell her she has to get a certain number of successes.
Oh, there you go. I like that one. So yes, if you're trying to use wizardry to get him onto your side, I would have to say that's the first one is going to be a six.
I only have one dice for wizardry, so this should be cool.
It should be.
Oh.
Roll like Dawn.
Yeah. Come on, Luella. You are on point, girl.
Wait. Roll ghost die.
It landed on a one.
Great, you explode. Perfect.
That's a...
Oh, I do have a stress of one.
So you currently have one stress?
Yeah.
Which means you now have two stress, which means you explode.
Yeah, so...
So you're trying to be super sexy.
Luella wasn't that smart.
And it overpowers your mind and you explode.
Luella explodes into a pile of bird feathers.
I like that.
Nice.
Fluff.
Okay, so what does it look like outside? Like, I imagine I could look through a window or the blown up roof of the church.
Yeah, I mean it's still sunny out.
Okay. It's not what I was hoping for.
I mean, you're in a dark cave.
No, I know that.
So there are lots of shadows.
Yeah, I get that. I was hoping for something else that would have been hilarious.
Oh, sorry.
No, it's fine.
What kind of weather are you on?
Actually, I was hoping it was nighttime now.
Dusk.
Okay, it's now nighttime.
Yeah, and what's the moon look like? Not full, right?
Crescent.
No. It's a waning gibbous.
Okay. So that means most of the moon is in shadow, right?
Yes.
Yes.
So I want to jump on the back of this golem and then teleport us both to the moon through shadow to shadow.
Oh, that is... Wow. That's a six. I mean...
Can I distract the golem in some way to make this easier?
No.
Okay. What if I blind it so it thinks it's in shadow?
What if you just throw yourself into its mouth?
You're dead. Go away. You're dead. Go away.
Yeah, that is a wizard of six.
I'll take that. Well, let me re-roll that floor one. The other one's a one, by the way, so this is my last shot here. That's a three. Okay, so...
That is a stress and a determination.
A stress and a determination. Now, hey, Google, How much blood is in the human body?
Approximately 4.7 to 5.5 liters of blood.
Okay. 5 liters of blood.
5 liters of blood in the human body. So as Hephaestus explodes.
Oh, no.
He's going to explode in probably 50 liters of blood.
Nice.
Just
everywhere.
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 I'll just say Luelle is really glad she died first.
Hildur feels very alone right now.
I would like to congratulate Mike on being the last one to die.
Yep. Yeah.
Good job, Mike.
Thank you.
Speech.
Speech.
Speech. Oh.
Nah, it's okay.
Okay.
All right, Hildur just wants to go down with the ship at this point. She's going to jump. They're going to jump into the molting golem's mouth while doing the spinning thing, trying to laser everything as it goes down and dies. Maybe kill it. Maybe not. Expecting to die.
Oh, dear.
That's a battle.
Okay.
I'll say he will gladly try to eat you.
Yep.
So I won't give you a 6. I'll give you a 5 still, though.
Okay, totally gonna die. Just want to hurt it on the way down. Give it some acid reflux, some heartburn.
Well, that hair,
that's
probably will.
That's a 6. That's a 6. Yeah.
I see zero ways of you surviving this.
But do I get to kill it?
What? You're shooting holes with your bow, right?
No,
from inside its belly.
Yeah, with my laser mirrors.
Right outside. Oh, okay.
You are doing a lot of damage.
Yeah.
You are slowing its progress out.
Maybe I'm making it think, maybe it was better in the hole. Maybe it was better in the hole.
Maybe.
Then I wake up, back with Nurse Joy, look over at Bro One and Luella and just be like, sup. Cut up its insides.
I don't have a lisp anymore.
You still sound like an idiot, though.
God, you're so embarrassing.
All right, so there is still a stone molten behemoth rising into the city.
Yeah, but at this point, we're all back on the ship.
Except for... Ba-ba-ba-ba!
Oh. I was going to say we just fly away, but okay.
When Jack Steele passed away, the occult of the Shadowmancy was triggered. I happened to roll that.
Nice.
And Ragna...
Ooh.
Yeah, she's fierce. She's really sexy because she's got a fucking majestic beard.
Obviously.
I love it.
She doesn't shave it. It's kind of where she gets her powers from. She may not be that sexy, actually, but fuck, she can battle because she carries a doom hammer!
Nice.
Fuck yeah.
Doom hammers.
So when his little shadow thing crept out of the world, she sensed it and she crept into his shadow. And out of his blood explosion, there was Ragna.
Blood explosion.
I like it.
With her fucking doom hammer ready to go.
So at the point of the, like, blood explodes everywhere and you're just standing where, that's
epic.
Awesome.
Yeah. I like it.
I am moist with his blood.
Okay.
And I will wreck it.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I am ready to destroy.
Are you just hitting it with your hammer?
Yeah. Fuck yeah. So it's battle, right?
Yeah. Is it hammer time?
And in the name of Jack Steele, hammer time.
5.
Well, fuck. She didn't realize, because she's missing an eye, that the depth was a little off, and she missed the beast because she rolled 3 twos. Do I get anything for rolling 3 twos?
A stress and a determination.
Yep. Exactly.
Beast, I'm coming for you, though.
So you end up falling down prone.
Parkour.
I slipped in the blood.
Yeah, actually, there you go. There you go. You slipped in the, what was it, 50 liters of blood?
Yes, 50 liters.
50 liters
50
of
liters,
blood.
Yeah.
Fucking Jack!
Yeah, you forgot just how viscous and slippery some blood could be when on the floor.
Oh, God. It's slippery. Everywhere. Slippery. So slippery when wet, guys.
Yeah.
It's because I ate like shit. A lot of cholesterol.
From the hole shining into the cavern.
Yeah.
It's not a bloody
with
hole.
A very bright and ethereal light.
Ooh.
A figure comes spinning end over end. Nice, beautiful, tight somersault. And then right before he goes to land, he just opens wide and then lands in a very graceful and majestic pose. The figure of Pierre Ouette.
Pierre.
And from... from the light, he pulls his crystal chain that he starts to swirl around himself, causing this radiance of light before he strikes out at the beast.
Sir, be careful.
I will protect you.
Sir, be careful. It's very slippery in here.
It is I, Pierre Ouet.
And then gracefully, I charge forward and strike out with my chain.
Okay.
My crystal chain.
That is a...
Magnificent.
I really like making new characters.
That's a five battle.
That's great.
No, I also got two twos.
Well, that what did is, you expect with
that
Pierre
is
Ouet?
The stress and the determination.
Yeah. Oh, it I have a feeling that my crystal chain it explodes.
You,
I tripped on her.
No. You did wrap your chain around us. Is this stalagmite or no tight? A stalagmite
tight.
That is hanging from the ceiling.
And then I fell gracefully and elegantly to the ground.
Ah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yes.
Yep.
Pierre Ouet.
Because that is why I am sexy. I'm ethereal, graceful, and elegant.
Ooh.
I like how you fall.
Oh, if you like that, you will like so much more.
Do you like my beard?
It is magnificent.
Thank you. Mwah. Oh, thank you.
Are you guys rolling new characters or?
Oh, Hildar at this point is just chilling in Nurse Joy's ER or whatever, projecting what's happening up on a mirror that she had that they had pulled in. They're just watching it, relaxing with Bro One and
Femur and Luella.
No, Luella. Femur got ejected.
And
oh, Jack Steele.
Armina.
And Armina, yeah. Armina. We're just watching.
The game's
like
all there.
I time alone in my room.
Yeah.
Hildar's watching unless it feels idiots. Like they need to intervene. It's been a long day.
Okay.
What about Mike? Did you roll up a new character?
So I rolled up a new character. Yes. I'm trying to get a name and whatever else, so I just need a minute.
Take a minute.
John Steele.
John Steele this time. Jack Steele's brother. No. No relation.
There you go.
Despite how we look and sound.
Yeah.
Jack and John, not the same person.
Totally different.
At least we came up with a different character.
Oh. Hildur. I like Hildur.
Okay. So describe John Steele.
Oh, no, that wasn't real.
Okay. I think he was making
well,
cuz
I want to do Brad. I want to do a different voice anyway, so.
Okay.
Scottish Jack Steele.
I could do Scottish.
Scottish.
Sean Connery.
Scottish penis.
Yeah. Well,
what'd you roll?
What do you mean?
What was your results?
Oh, so I got impeccable pristine style.
Oh,
Sean Connery.
It could be. I got a secrets of a cult of shadowmancy again.
I got something already got, I rerolled.
Yeah, I was going to say okay, you can reroll. Okay. Yeah.
I didn't want to get the same thing again.
Yeah.
That's a six, right? So I got Lore of Light. Lore of Light.
That is what I also got.
Lore.
So let's just erase this shadow one.
So you're out of the shadow and into the light?
Into
out of the
light.
Shadow. Yeah.
What about your weapon?
Celestial Fist.
Oh. Ooh. Is your name Xander?
A lot of fisting.
There's a lot of fisting in this game.
You could be Fisto Roboto.
Fisto Roboto.
Domo Domo.
Domo Domo.
I don't know if I could pull off Scottish this whole time.
You've pulled it off before, sir.
I could, yeah.
Domo.
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 Domo. I'm the bass. You didn't know I was the baritone.
Hmm.
Nobody knows. The trouble.
Hey Kevin, you want us to add bass to your voice?
Make me sound like a man, guys.
I'd never ask that.
It's just implied.
Because he's all about the bass, about the bass.
You killed two of my characters. Fuck you,
you are asking for it with
and
the Hildur, second one.
Hildur's
I was
coming
with
for
the
yours.
Second one.
Oh, yeah.
That is for
I
sure
didn't mean
true.
To with the first one. I kind of forgot that you would die.
Yeah, I mean, I had four stress on both of them when I died. So
that's the fun.
Yeah.
Pierrette.
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 Now, does the O stand for something?
Yeah, right?
Okay.
I spelled it
O-wet. Because he's graceful.
Like, pirouette.
Yeah.
Pierre. O-wet.
But you have to make him ridiculously French.
So what do you got for a name, Mike?
I'm always bad at this shit.
Xander Beaver Chaser.
Oh, wow.
There you go.
Wow.
No? Too quick?
What was your sexiness again?
Two.
Oh. No. What did you roll for the sexiness?
Impeccable. Pristine style.
So you got pristine style. You got lore of light.
Queen Elizabeth II.
Oh, queen.
Oh, it could be Mrs. Doubtfire.
Oh. Yes.
I don't know if I could do that voice.
Hello.
Well, yeah, okay.
You have to make the ridiculous face when you
do it.
What was that voice?
My little puppet.
Hey, puppet.
So, New Year's Eve, two New Year's ago, Kevin wasn't there.
The drunk one.
I did a voice for Kevin. What was it?
Oh, God.
Someone has a video.
I wish I could remember what that was.
Well, just think of what would be the most insulting to Kevin.
I don't even think it was much of a voice because you were pretty drunk, and I think we just figured that you thought you were doing a voice and you were just.
No, it was a voice. Oh, I remember.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, it's extra sexy.
Now, why this was the voice for Kevin, I don't know.
I don't know.
Nailed it.
That's what it was. Yeah. Southern gentleman.
Oh, yes. Oh,
well, so like if you are an impeccable Southern gentleman who is infatuated with light.
With light.
What would you name yourself?
Rhett. R-H-E-T-T.
Yeah, R-H-E-T-T. Rhett.
There you go.
Or you could just name yourself Kevin.
Kevin. Oh. My name is Kevin.
Kevin. Kevin has removed his headphones. He's walking up the door. Yep.
Because he certainly won't hear us without his headphones on.
I won't go with Kevin.
Kevin. And you could give him a 3 in sexy so he could be...
That's my next
character. I'll go with Devin. Totally different.
Totally.
Rhett Devon.
Because that name can go both ways.
It could.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go with Rhett. Why not?
Rhett. Well, howdy, Rhett.
Okay. What is his last name? Because I'm nothing if not thorough.
Oh.
Brightly?
Rhett
love
Brightly.
It. I love it.
Oh, that's nice.
They're really warm.
Oh. Are they getting hot? Yeah.
So my weapon is the Celestial Fist, which I use using my real fist. But there's just like a giant fist like emanating from around my fist, and it's made of like a constellation.
Wow. Is anyone else getting the vapors?
I've got the vapors.
I do declare.
Oh, my, Rhett.
So come and save us.
Come at me, cowboy.
You will come and...
Ooh, whoa. That almost should have been Boris. Right?
Yeah,
it was almost.
You ate Boris.
We keep going Boris a little.
I've been doing that voice for so long, it's hard not to now.
Yeah, really.
Boris.
So is there any reason we couldn't lower this, lure this golem up to the surface and just land the Citadel right on him?
Oh like, my God, I love this
Citadel
plan.
Teabagging.
Yeah.
Oh, I like it.
I have never heard such an excellent idea.
After chiming in, Hildar takes that under advisement and starts shuffling off to the control room.
Shuffle, shuffle, scuttle, scuttle.
Okay. So what are you two doing?
Why do you not make some rude gestures to get the golem's attention?
Well, I think I shall.
Pelvic thrust.
So I make a giant, and I mean giant, middle finger made out of constellation and celestial fist.
Okay.
Impressive.
And I will use my lore of light, not that he needs it, but to make it glow extra bright.
Okay, so that's a wizarding on your part.
Hell and yeah. My wizard is pathetic.
I'm going to say, I'll go sexy with yours because you're trying to charm him to come after you.
Right, so, I'm going to use my determination.
I'm gonna give you both a 5. I want to say.
Ragna's gonna stand.
Oh,
up.
That's a fail.
6. So what'd you fail by?
I failed by 2.
Damn it.
Okay. That's a stress of determination. So you go to make a middle finger. However, instead of insulting him,
I've aroused him.
Yes. Post
marriage.
The golem's getting married.
No, it's he brings his hand up, and the way that he brings it up, and then he trips, and he brings his hand down, and so it looks like he's, you know, offering to jerk it off.
Suck the blood.
And so the golem is now aroused.
Oh.
Ooh. And as we said before, there's a giant stone.
Oh.
Come and get it, baby. And then I'll start running towards the surface.
Still
a success.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
I mean,
effective, but not how you expected.
Luckily, that bone ladder is still there.
Fantastic.
And if this golem catches you, you're dying by a penetration.
By
bunga.
Because I offered it a handy, nothing else.
Yeah, that's how that works for sure giant we'll golems.
Golem, giant molten golem.
Molten golem.
Yeah, but it's
golem.
A celestial hand. It'd be fine.
But you said it's around your normal hand.
Well, he's just got to make it into a shape behind him.
Yeah, I'll let him run up and then the golem chase him before I climb after.
Okay.
That word was climb.
Well, the thing is that when the golem comes, it is...
When the golem comes,
massive.
Oh, it's so it's a massive. Right. So it's, go first.
When the golem comes.
So when the golem comes, it's lava.
It's
oh yeah, it's, yeah. It, right. It's yeah.
I right, can't feel right. My arm.
All right, I'll try to climb up and get out of the church.
Having a heart attack,
yeah.
Maybe. This is too exciting. You're yes. Climbing.
Yes, oh, yeah. It is.
It's a ladder, man. It's a ladder.
It is a behemoth, as in it's probably the size of the church.
Oh dear! Mm,
that's all right. We
that
like
much
the structure.
Easier to land on.
Huge.
Can it get through the hole?
It makes it.
Oh!
It just
makes stretches. It.
Oh, it stretches the
oh,
hole.
Yeah.
Once we are back on the plane of Earth,
yes,
or whatever this is,
yeah.
I'll use our obviously magical radio system.
Oh, mirrors.
To contact the control room.
Hello, Hildar here.
This is Pierre Oet.
Hello, Oet. How can I help you? I assume you want me to land this on the
if
the
you
golem?
Could crash it with a great effect.
Well, oh, crash it or land it?
Whatever. As long as you crash the beast when you do it.
Sure, whatever. Beep.
And then I will like try to shoot up a couple of light flares.
Okay.
To show him where to land.
Okay. Give me a wizard.
Oh, which is a fantastic roll for me.
Probably, I'm going to give you a 4 because you're just, it's a...
Ha-ha! Yes! 4.
Okay, so that's a stress. But you do, you basically put...
halfway to dying.
There's now, essentially, there's you put up several pylons of light, mm-hmm. Beacons of light.
Yes, land here, fuckface.
With you in the exact center.
That sounds like a smart place to be.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, with the way my power works, obviously, I have to be in the center to direct it all appropriately. Yeah. If I was standing outside of it, it wouldn't work. I'm going to die.
I'm going to chase him and prepare my...
I would have killed a third one.
Again.
I'm going to prepare my Shadowmancy to transfer him into one of my shadows when this thing starts coming down. We'll see if it works.
Who, Pierre?
Yeah.
No. I you said he. I didn't know if you meant the golem or...
Pierre.
Do I need to roll anything to land Citadel on golem?
She doesn't have to roll for that?
I'm assuming I will have to.
Yeah, when she gets...
Oh,
it,
I see.
It depends on, is she doing it right now when it's... Or is she doing it when the castle's coming down?
As the castle's coming down, I'm going to try and save your ass because I can see you're not really thinking clearly about where it's landing.
No, I am not.
Yeah.
At
so
all. Yeah.
I'm going to try and Shadowmancer yourself.
Okay.
I'm like looking up at the castle mm-hmm. going, right here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're driving.
Yep.
Hildur drives the boat.
Which is going to...
Let me get a center.
I mean, you know what they
I'm
say about...
I'm attacking it with a citadel.
Oh, and I shouldn't say that.
But it's not exactly harming.
No way.
Just don't say sexy.
I mean, it sounds like battle to me.
I'm either going to go with battle or I'm going to say wizard because you have to magically steer the castle.
You know, like a bull.
Yeah. So I'm going to go with wizard.
Cool.
And bear in mind, you're trying to hit something with a castle, so like I don't imagine it would be an accuracy roll.
And I had aid.
Right. Yeah. I'm going to say it is a 5 because you do have to hit a moving target.
I got you down from a 6.
But it is quite large. So
now, was his help got me from a 6 to a 5 or maybe a 5 to a 4?
Would you roll?
4.
Why don't you answer the question first?
Well, the thing is, though,
a city. Like I'm driving a city to land on a city.
It's a castle.
A castle land on a city.
Oh!
Yes.
Pierre.
He lands it perfectly, but by crushing the church, God itself appears to smite him.
Interesting.
I mean, roll a 4.
It's a church. And then we have to defeat God.
Let's see.
Oh, God.
Also, he should have to roll sexy, I think. I mean, you're trying to jerk this thing off. Like,
well, okay, so.
Like, make a little celestial pussy.
La, 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 la.
Well, then it wouldn't be a moving target, right?
What? I'm sorry. I'm distracted.
Then it wouldn't be a moving target.
But it might hold it still long enough for it to get hit. Yeah, you're right.
Just kill us all now.
So, I mean, you're about to die because of pissing off God.
Yeah. So, Jesus Christ. Whatever your character name is.
Ragna.
Too many characters.
Yeah. So, Ragna, you're trying to save his life.
Yes. Yes.
You've got
as long as someone is
the behemoth is there.
Yeah.
You've got Rhett. What are you doing?
I was at this point. I was just trying to lure this thing up to the
love.
Surface. Mm.
I really like his southern voice. Like this is doing it for me.
Oh.
I guess. What are you doing right? So the castle is coming at you guys.
Mm. That's not all. That's going to be coming.
Are you stopping his forward progress?
Has he gotten to the ring of light? That's the target.
Yeah. I would say he
then
is.
Yes, I am.
Okay. You're trying to save him with a shadow thing.
Yeah.
It's a 6. Oh. It's wizards. It's wizardry.
I'm gonna.
It's a 6.
If I spend a determination, does that mean I get an extra dice?
Yep.
I'm spending a determination. The power of my beard
compels you.
Compels me. 6.
Wow.
Hey, I found I have a character that lived.
Okay.
Yeah.
For now.
I'd tackle Pierre.
I am not trying that hard yet.
Yet. Yeah, that's because you rolled a 4, bitch.
Yeah. We'll get to that.
Your shadow is surprisingly warm.
Yeah, it's all in the power of my beard.
I thought it would be cold.
So you pull him to safety.
Yes.
As the
both of us.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, I kind of assumed you were safe.
I am the shadow.
And you pulled him to where you
were. No, they go up to the control room.
Ah, yes. It's dark in there because nerds.
Yeah.
She didn't say that before. So she pulls you guys into the shadow.
Yeah.
Thankfully,
you're welcome.
The castle doesn't crash directly down because once he moved, the lights went away.
Ooh.
That's the bad thing that happens.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Hildur is not the most adept at driving the castle.
I mean, it's a
or
castle.
Or anything, really.
It's a castle.
It's a castle. Yeah, he can drive himself pretty good.
So.
She.
Shim.
Shim.
They miss the golem.
Oh, no.
They don't miss the church.
Ooh.
Can I put it in reverse?
So you do get it. You do get a stress and determination for that.
Okay.
For the failure. So the church and the next 3 buildings.
We don't care about the city anymore.
No. The only person who signed anything was Armina. And whatever.
And I don't think she put a real name down.
I don't think so.
There you go. But the golem is now coming after Rhett. Because Rhett's now the only one he can see.
And it is super horned up.
Yeah.
Super horned up.
If anything, the distraction just makes it worse.
Can I see the golem?
From the control room?
I will do magic of a thousand mirrors.
Okay.
To look for the golem. And then it's going to kind of like, you know, when you're like, flying a drone or something, you're kind of like looking at one thing, but you got to control something else. Just try to do that.
He gives off light. He's a molten.
Oh. Then I just start steering in that general direction.
You're just like bouncing the castle around.
Yeah.
Bong, bong, bong.
It's like put in reverse. Beep.
Are we above or on the same plane as?
I would say that I think you guys are on ground level. Because you didn't say that you went up to the castle. So my assumption is you're on ground level. You're just away enough from where he came up and where he is.
Yeah.
So I am going to, because we're in the control room, right?
No.
No? Where did you thought you teleported us to the control room?
That was...
I suggested that, but...
Hildur's. Yeah. But I didn't...
Oh, where
I mean,
we?
It would have been cool.
You're on ground level.
We're on the ground.
So you're
away
you're like,
from.
You're,
we're
you're
in a
like,
shadow.
You're like a block away.
Yeah.
Can you take me to the...
To the golem?
To the...
Control room.
Control room?
We're going to make our way to the control room.
Use your stuff.
Wizard yourselves up there.
Secrets of the occult shadowmancy.
Yep. I'll make that a 5 since it is a moving target at this point.
Cool. Is this battle?
Moving very Wizard. Slowly.
It makes more sense. I only have 2 now. What's the...
5.
Aw.
5.
5!
Nice. Okay.
I gained a stress. Do I... Oh, I only determine if I fail.
Correct.
Cool.
Correct. So... You do it.
I think I can. I think I can.
The two of you get up to the castle.
Hello.
I want to be in the control room specifically.
Hello, Pierre.
If not, I guess I'll run to it. I
mean, yeah, you make it to the courtyard.
Okay.
Which, I mean, the control tower is the...
Down the stairs, 2 lefts, a right, and then just push through that door.
Yeah, it's a little labyrinthian.
Yeah, it's exactly how I pitched it.
Yep.
So
I knew it.
Exactly.
Because wizards by nature.
Yeah.
Naughty by nature. Yeah. Well, I would like to elbow him out of the way, Hildur.
Okay.
What are you doing, Hildur? No, just... He's just... And I just...
The backup camera's not working.
I grab the altitude lever.
I envision it more of like a globe that... Like one of those like Tesla globe thingies.
That's less fun. But okay. I give the thing...
Because you're channeling into it to control the tower.
Do you remember when you were younger and you would go to the bowling alley and instead of bowling, because you were young, you'd go to... Stop it. This is going somewhere. You'd go to the arcade machines. They didn't have many, but they had a couple. Well, inevitably, they had the bowling game.
Oh, yeah. Where you...
Yeah. So I put my thumbs on the globe.
Yep.
And I fucking spin it forward as fast as I can, as hard as I can, because I want it to go up. Okay. He's already going backwards. Yep. I want it to go up and backwards.
Okay.
So that at the moment that we're above the golem, yep, I want to slam my fist down on the giant red purge button where the latrines and the baths release. So I want to coat this beast in cold water and sewage and just, you know, physics, man, physics. And I want this to be sexy. Because I feel...
It is quite the move.
I was so elaborate with it.
He's charming the city.
I'm also okay if it's battle. I mean, I'm fine with it being battle. I am trying to do damage. This is the definition of battle.
My thinking is, by controlling this, it's a wizardry.
I know, but my wizard is one and my battle and Wissexy are both higher than that. I will do this with wizard, and it will fail horribly.
Can I help him with my battle? Can I get like the timing just
like between
perfect?
The two of us?
Okay, so between the two of you, so it's going to be a 6, but if you can assist his roll,
yep,
his wizardry roll, with your battle roll,
yep,
he can get a plus one.
Okay, what am I looking for?
So horrible.
It's a six.
I got two sixes. That's a plus two, right?
Yeah.
All right, with my plus two,
plus one. What'd you roll?
For fuck's sake, Pierre!
I rolled a one.
Uno.
Okay. Well, that's a.
Oh my god, that's two ones in a row.
It's confirmed fail.
You don't have any determination or anything?
That's a stress and a determination.
Oh, now I roll a six. Fuck you.
It's a ghost.
So you do.
Oh no, if I rolled a one, like, I pop. I'm dead. Like, so I go slam my hand on the button and I missed and I hit the corner of the console. Ah! We suck.
Pierre went to the weakling.
So let's see. was an elegant burst of light.
Ah. I didn't kill this one.
Yeah, no. No, he was actually trying to help.
I was helping. Can I try and hit the button before it's too late?
Sure.
Please.
That's a battle of six because you're trying to hit it. You're trying to get it, like, immediately.
Two sixes and a five.
All righty.
Rolling well.
So the water and the sewage and the yuckiness.
Just rains down on the city.
Yes. Rains down on the city. Down. How close are you to the golem? Rat?
Within jerking distance. I'm right by it. Yeah.
It hits the golem. There is steam. There is...
What does it smell like?
I don't even want to know.
Burning.
Badness.
Burning badness.
And Rhett does not come out of it smelling pretty.
Oh.
I'm sorry, why can't I wizard like a light umbrella over my head?
I'll give it to you for four.
Like a tiny little Wile E. Coyote boulder umbrella.
Yeah. Yep.
And what is it
a
for?
Four. Wizardry of four.
Six.
Woo! Okay. Nice.
I have to keep up my impeccable style.
You see it coming and you just...
It's like a parasol.
Yeah.
You're fine.
Beautiful.
It's one of those hat things you wear that's also an umbrella. It keeps your fists free.
Impeccable style. I mean, that's...
Oh, yeah. Yes.
What does umbral mean?
Umbral? It's like a dark sort of thing.
Yeah, like having to do with an umbra.
Umbra.
Thank you.
Umbra is like an opposite of the aura of an aura, I think.
Umbra is like an eclipse of a moon is an umbra, like that.
Okay, so like a black aura will.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. No, I like that.
Works for me.
How do you spell umbra?
U-M-B-R-A.
The fully shaded inner region of a shadow cast by an opaque object, especially the area on the Earth or Moon experiencing the total phase of an eclipse.
Well, thank you.
Fancy.
Cool.
So dark aura.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or like a literary definition, a shadow or darkness.
Umbre.
No, that's not it.
Is it dead?
Is it dead yet?
Is it dead yet?
I mean, it's at least embarrassed and wants to go home.
Did it lose its boner? Is it no longer feeling sexy about the situation?
I guess
it has red balls.
That would all depend. Like, do you lose a boner when you get covered in shit?
The opposite.
Never
Kevin,
found
tell
myself
me all
in that
it.
Situation.
Liar.
Let everyone smell your fingers. We'll be the judge of that.
No, I refuse. So, after getting shit on.
At least I think I'm very creative and interesting plans for you.
Yeah.
So let's just rewind, and when we listen to this, we get... So when you're explaining what's happening here, you said the water and the sewage and the disgusting stuff, implying that the sewage was not disgusting stuff.
You and have people are on this.
We had an entire tank of just semen.
Oh. Spunk and junk. This is getting out of hand.
But I dropped, like, the giant, like container of dildos
that we kept storing from Hildur.
Yeah, every time he explodes. Oh,
Hildur.
They're Hildos.
Hildos. Oh, Hildos. How did we miss that?
Yeah.
So because he has been denied his
release.
Conquest.
Yes. Yeah. His release. He is furious.
Not that. We made it worse.
Oh, he's so angry.
I have a new character.
There are buildings being smashed below.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
I just want to like slowly like beep just descend right on him.
I'll give you a, if you can battle roll this for a six, you can drop the castle at him.
That's two sixes.
Okay.
Wow. Drop the castle.
He finally figured out how to play this game.
Yeah. Go, Hildur.
Let's see.
You roll a damage for the castle?
No, I'm going to roll whether or not you smash the other castle.
Mm. I don't care.
I know.
I didn't sign a contract.
I'll say if I roll a one or two, the castle of Dawntown is done.
Oh, no.
I don't know what I rolled.
Three.
I rolled a three.
Hey.
So you managed to spare the castle.
Managed. Happy accident.
Happy?
An accident.
The military of the surrounding area, however, is now coming after your castle.
I want to just spin the castle in place just to make sure it's dead.
Okay.
And then just rise back up and continue back on our way.
Okay.
Well, shouldn't you at least pick up...
I open a portal with my mirrors. I spin, I go pick him up and grab him.
No, do mirrors, because since I'm lore of light, I'll just travel on a light beam and reflect off the mirrors and get back into the...
I like that. Yep. Okay. I adjust our solar panel to reflect downwards.
Perfect. So you're now back on your castle and on your merry ways. Congratulations.
Oh, I get on the horn.
You're welcome.
They do not say thank you. There is a lot of destruction behind you.
They probably would have been better off with the golem.
And not as much as I would have hoped.
Nope.
I mean, they have a castle-sized hole. They have a behemoth-sized hole.
I mean...
and they have to clean golem out of everything.
Yeah. That's
it's shit-crusted golem.
Not to mention everything you dumped out of the castle.
Yeah, we probably should have just wiped it clean for him so they could start over.
Plus, since it was a
I don't want
a
that
molten.
In the castle.
Since it was molten, the shit and all the stuff.
Oh, it's hot.
Sizzled and crusted and dried right on.
Caked
on.
That's
hot shit.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah. Like, they're going to have to chisel that off. Mm.
Like, if you've ever seen dog shit sitting on, like, hot pavement.
All the time.
Yeah, you know, I'm sure. Yeah.
They should just move.
Yeah, that's it.
The town needs to move.
This city's ruined.
They've become nomads now. We have done them a favor of travel.
So if we ever play this again, Dawntown hates you. So thank you for joining us for Sexy Battle Wizards.
Oh, we're done already?
Yeah.
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 I made a new character.
Oh. You'll have to save it.
Did you guys enjoy this?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Big fan.
I like Hildur.
Hildur, pretty cool.
I got to be honest. As much fun as it was to run it, I would like to play it at some point. Mostly because I don't have anything to roll.
Yeah, no, that's true.
I mean, it's a one-page RPG, which makes it a lot of fun and very uncomplicated, but I don't get to roll anything.
Yeah, we could do this again.
Yeah, that's my big thing, too. I felt like I don't ever roll, but I feel like that in Unbroken, too.
Well,
don't get to roll.
That's my fault.
Yeah, it's all
kinds of real.
To be fair, like, I want to roll constantly. Like,
he just wants his hands on dice all the time.
Oh, you know that's
in
right.
In the dice. Rhett is into it. I do declare.
I just want to hold those cubes in my hand and give them a good shake.
Oh.
And then...
Oh.
Oh, yes. Hildur, assist me. Assist me.
Smell those.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I rolled a one and a four.
And you explode into amazingness.
Actually, I wouldn't. My stress is only a one at this point.
I'm going to tell you about my new character anyway.
Yes, please.
Okay.
He was sexy because of his large, like gigantic, umbral mustache.
Oh.
That he used as a magical shield. And his magical school was the Way of a Thousand Mirrors.
Of course.
Yep. My cousin.
Yep, yep. That he used with his umbral mustache.
Mm.
And his name was Handlebar.
Did he have a weapon?
Nice. It was his shield.
That's the umbral shield.
Oh, the shield was the weapon.
So the shield was his weapon. So it's his mustache.
A mustache. Do a question.
So if Rhett exploded, would it just be a nova of sweet tea and pecan pie?
Hell yeah. I'd ride that wave.
I do declare.
I do declare. That sounds delightful.
Hey, does that mean I'm drinking Rhett?
Oh.
You know it.
Everybody drinks Rhett.
You're guzzling Rhett right now.
Yep, that's why it's so delicious. No, I could have gone on for hours.
Yeah, this is fun. Yeah.
It's kind of fun because it's just whatever.
Yeah. The most ridiculous thing I can think of.
Who the fuck cares? Just do it.
I love the. Oh yeah, okay. Yeah, all right, we're doing.
I gotta say, my two favorite things of this game is Kevin's face when I describe the horrific thing that I'm doing.
Oh yeah.
And then Ben's face when he has to figure out how to make the horrific thing I'm doing work in the narrative.
Kevin makes really good faces.
Those are my two favorite things.
I like when we started and Kevin was like, I'm out.
Yep.
I think that was when I called him daddy. There goes the shoulders and the redness in the ears.
It's fun playing something that you can be just absolutely ridiculous and nothing matters.
Yes. So, definitely thank you to Grant Howitt for writing this.
For making this wonderful game.
Yeah,
this I hope we didn't pervert it more than
you
expected.
Grant, I don't blame you.
Oh no, you can blame us.
Because I'm sure what we just did is not what he had in mind.
Not what he intended.
I'm pretty sure what we just did was illegal in 14 states.
There was no sodomy.
Yes, there was.
It was more than fine.
Oh.
You didn't see it, but that's what was happening when the castle
Is that
landed.
What we meant by doors?
Remember every gaping hole?
Oh my god, that's right. I forgot. Yeah. That's right, I crashed into one
and
died.
Themor. He was a gaping hole.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Bad.
Oh,
and who took an arrow to the butt?
That was Hildur.
Hildur.
He shot himself in the ass.
Yes.
Oh, he gave himself a reach around.
Ah. Hey there, buddy.
Butty.
Yeah.
How do you like them apples?
Well, how did you enjoy running it? Yeah. I know you said you wished you'd been able to roll dice.
Oh, yeah.
It's one of those. It was a lot of fun. I didn't know how it was going to go because I have nothing to go off of. It's just
right. We've never played any sort of
Well, now you do.
Quick and simple, ridiculous ideas.
It's whatever. I had a lot of fun mostly because it was okay. You're doing what? Okay. Here's how this works.
Yeah, I loved the joy and surprise on Ben's face when we said shit, and
I liked the, even though it failed, the teleporting to the moon. I was really hoping that was going to work.
Oh, that was wonderful.
And landing the Citadel on him.
Yeah.
That was a great idea.
Well, teabagging with the Citadel.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, as an FYI, so you have the what's going wrong is two things. You actually roll twice for it based on this. And one is covering up the other more dangerous one.
Hmm.
So the zombies were the obvious threat, but they were covering up that there is a stone behemoth awakening beneath the city.
So let me tell you, that was one thing I kind of didn't like. It just seemed so disconnected that, like...
You know, it was disconnected.
Well, it really was. Like,
well, I mean, what does a stone behemoth have to do with...
The undead.
Yeah, you know
what
I mean?
And what was that wizard doing?
I get that it's a random dice chuck is what it is, and I understand that, but...
I did feel I missed an opportunity in being able to seduce the wizard that was...
Yeah.
Yeah, if he hadn't gotten splattered so quickly... and dead, I might have tried to come on to him.
A lot more battle than sexy.
Yeah, I think I'd do more sexy next time.
Yeah.
I also would have enjoyed if the Monarch of Summer had gotten more in our way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, throughout the whole campaign, like, she kept showing up no matter what we did.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh.
Like, so, sort of in the same way that we would respawn back in our castle, maybe she would respawn in a couple of rounds, she'd show back up and be like,
That was my other regret with, what's her name? I signed the contract. I should have tried to, like, seduce her into making it so that I didn't have to. I just forgot what I did. I signed it.
That's why I burrowed underground.
In retrospect, I would have definitely come on to her.
So then as far as the other random generated stuff, what you got for what's this place like was... the militaristic and ordered with lots of parades.
Yep.
And then
that was cool.
Monarch of Summer was the who's going to stand in our way.
Yeah, who's going to stand in your way is Monarch of Summer, a sexy Fae Royal.
I would have liked it had the zombies and everything and the whole town started to go to shit, but the parade continued no matter what. Because, like, legally, they weren't allowed to stop the parade because of the Monarch of Summer.
Yeah.
Gotta keep marching. That's the parameters of living here.
And then they just, like, keep staring at her awkwardly, and we're like, why don't you go save yourselves? And like,
we can't.
And then one of them steps out of line, and she just fucking zaps the shit out of them.
I like how who's going to stand in your way. Number six is the sexy angel of a sexy god. Who'd rather you didn't do this?
Yep.
I mean, who could have out-sexed us? Come on now.
Oh.
Well, we in Hilda, with us? Hildar's case, anyone.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. Yeah. Yeah.
Hildar did try.
I feel like we could out-sex ourselves next time.
Yeah. I really enjoyed my first character.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Bro one was really good.
Yeah.
Bro one, they pretty spectacular.
And then Femur was like literally the complete opposite.
I fucking hated that guy.
Fucking Femur.
That is what I was aiming for, so I'm glad it came through.
And also, thanks, Mike, for showing up.
Yay, Mike!
See, it wasn't that bad.
I usually show up when I'm supposed to.
You do. I think they meant more that you participated.
I didn't want to. Yeah. Thank you for participating.
Yeah.
But not that you, you know.
Yeah. Thanks.
Oh, yeah. So what did you think?
Yeah.
Because you had, like, no idea what you were
getting into. Yeah, I had no idea what I was getting into.
Yeah. So what did you think?
A little trepidatious.
So I liked it. I think the key thing was that it was this one page. It's really just that.
Simple, you know? Simple.
Silly, have fun. Yeah.
Like, if this was as... I did have a lot of fun. If this was stretched into a year-long campaign, like, it wouldn't be the same,
no.
You know?
Yeah. No, it's definitely a...
Yeah, this is a you know, one-shot. Son.
Maybe two at the most.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you could do it periodically. Yeah.
Spread apart.
Yeah.
Yes.
Spread it real wide.
Yeah, you got to spread
like the gaping holes.
Like the gaping holes in the Citadel.
We're mature.
Yep. And everywhere else.
Very.
Penis.
I will point out that this author...
Grant Howitt.
Thank I was going to say Graham. That was close, though.
Grant Howitt also made the game Honey Heist.
Oh, I've heard of that.
Yeah, which is a fantastic game about the ridiculous ends with which bears will travel to steal honey from a honey competition.
Do we play bears?
Adventure Zone did a one-shot.
No, Critical Role.
Critical Role.
Oh, Critical Role.
Critical Role did it. They've done a couple of them now.
And that's another RPG.
It's another one page. And I think it has to do with you're trying to steal the honey and you either go more bear or more human.
Yep.
And
here is the plot. Okay. One, you have a complex plan that requires precise timing. Two, you're a goddamn bear.
Bear.
It's fantastic.
Bear.
Yeah, I've wanted to play that one for a while.
I want to be a bear.
But Sexy Battle Wizards was awesome.
Yeah.
Ben.
Yes.
How would you rate this game, and what is the likelihood that you will play this again with other people?
I will definitely play this with other people with no children around.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Well, I guess it is Sexy Battle Wizards. We couldn't keep the dildos out of this game if we wanted.
No. No, but I mean, this is definitely a fun game, and it's super easy to learn that, I mean, you can just sit down with a group of friends and play. So it's, I mean, I think it's written well enough, and it's, you know, there's enough in it to be like, okay, go.
Kevin, Sexy Battle Wizards?
I give it a solid 69 out of 69.
Ooh. Nice. It's good
deep,
scale.
Deep.
Yep.
Nailed it.
Good scale.
What are the odds that you would ever actually run this
Zero.
For any of your friends? So you wouldn't run. Now, why? Is it because? Because
I purely, as a person, just could not
he
keep
gets,
a straight face.
He gets
I,
so
like,
red.
Yeah, like, if you guys could see me right now, I am, like,
bright red, I'm pretty sure.
So this is the kind of game that you couldn't run, but you'd like to play again?
I would be perfectly fine playing it. I don't think I could properly run it. I don't think I would have the right mindset to put up with that shit like Ben does.
That's fair. All right. Mike?
Oh, I wouldn't run it either, mainly because I haven't run any campaign since I was like 13 and I sucked at it back then.
I would say that calling this a campaign is a very grandiose.
Yes, liberal. I understand that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would totally play it again, though.
All right. So 69 out of 69?
I mean, if that's the scale we're using.
That's the only scale we are allowed to use.
I'd give it a D.
So you don't give it like two I would
double
give
D? It, oh, I would give it the double
two
D.
Two dicks yeah. way up. Yep. Yeah. Two dicks way
two
up.
Two dicks way up. That makes sense.
And if you were on this side of the table, there are two dicks up over
way
there.
Way up. Way up.
So sexy.
Oh.
Oh, wait.
Don't be embarrassed.
Yeah. There it is. Double dicking.
Dawn.
Hi.
What's your rating?
Not only would I play this again, I would run the shit out of this game.
Yeah.
I would make such sexy obstacles and things. This is, I have no embarrassment.
See, we got to get David and Marissa to come out and visit.
Oh, that David. I thought you meant Kevin's
dad. I thought
you meant your dad. I was like, there's a real daddy.
Please, no. Please, God, no.
Oh, man. Hey, David.
See, I'm not that cruel to do that to Kevin.
Wink. No, anytime.
No. Marissa and David, get them out here. Would you run this for them?
Fuck yeah. Yeah. They would enjoy it. I would definitely run it for other people. I would enjoy it because this is so simple. I could run this.
Oh,
it's so simple.
Sure,
I could run it. Because
if they're like that introverted, I mean, you wouldn't need to record any of it. You know?
No, that's true. But so I'd want to.
You gave it two double Ds.
Two double Ds and a big old 69.
All right. Mm-hmm. Well, I would even think twice about running it. It's just that was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And, I mean, you saw I was coming up with the weirdest shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I absolutely love just that kind of thinking on your toes, especially when I don't have to worry about continuity or I don't have to worry about, that's why I throw the shitter at you.
Yeah.
I might have to think of how it affected the city.
I would enjoy getting another girl in here.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, back to this other fucking game of Kickstarter. So long ago. It's late, but I don't care because they're giving constant updates. And
they're always late.
So let me tell you, if it was late and I wasn't getting updates, I'd be fucking pissed.
Oh, yeah. I don't
but, like, they get updates, you know, whatever. So kudos to Kid Loves Tiger Games, if that's who it is. I think it is.
Send us stuff.
Huh?
Send us stuff.
Yeah.
Anyway, what's the game called?
So anyway, the game is called Guardians of Wayward, and I was scrolling through Kickstarter, and I saw on their like banner for it or whatever, it boasted 180 custom dice, and I'm like, oh.
It's a lot of dice.
Yeah. And then, of course, I backed it at the level where I get the expansion included, so it's now 230 dice.
Wow.
230? Something like that. It's over 200 dice.
Jesus.
Don't say Jesus.
That's awesome.
It is awesome.
Oh, no. Jesus probably loves dice.
No. He probably does, too.
I'm just saying that is awesome.
Well, folks, good night. Good penis.
Good night and good penis.
As I'm kind of
the dick deep
roll this because I'm pretty sure he's going to keep barking. Yep. GM, any closing words?
Penis.
Here we go. You heard it here, folks, first. Penis.
Straight from the source.
Straight from the penis.
Penis right from the penis.
Straight from the cock's cock.
Cock.
All right. Do.
This one?
The stop or the record.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Just fucking hit him.
This has been Sexy Battle Wizards as presented by Saga Game Studio. You too can enjoy the RPG Sexy Battle Wizards created by Grant Howitt. You can find this free game and more at patreon.com/GS Howitt. Voices you heard today are that of Sex Machine Matt, Spicy Town Mike, Luscious Lips Kevin, Voluptuous Lady Dawn, and finally, Bangin' Hot Ben, the amazing ringleader and GM of Sexy Battle Wizards, Saga Game Studio Edition. Intro music is Funky Machine by Lobo Loco. Outro music is Can't Stop My Feet by Loyalty Freak Music. Both songs can be found at freemusicarchive.org. Thank you for listening. Keep it sexy, world.
Yeah, our DM of the evening, Mr. Ben, is also super obsessed with
his
that.
His sack is huge.
Yeah. He has a swollen sack.
Mine is small.
I can't think of anything else.
I was trying to think of a like synonym for city that started with P, so it could be DP.
All right, wait.
DP.
Yeah.